Good morning. Firstly, I'd like to apologize for starting late. Underestimated travel times from Edra. I'm so used to doing everything on Zoom. Okay, so as we heard, this is actually a question that I've been asked by a number of people. When I said to Dudi this was the title, he said to me, messaged me back saying, Minyan, which made me think maybe I've been the Rav of a Kiruv Shul for too long. But nevertheless, I think it's important to sort of explore the Makoros for davening with a tzibur. And we'll begin with the Shulchan Aruch, which is a good place to start. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. This is Siman Sadi Seif Tes. Yishtadel Adam Neispalel Bebeis HaKnesses Im HaTzibur. A person should be Yishtadel, he should be Mishtadel, he should do his best, we would translate, I think. He should do his best to daven with a base in a shul with a tzibur. V'imhu Onus. And if he is unable to do so, Shein Yochol Lovel Beis HaKnesses, he can't come to the shul. Yichavein Lispalel B'Shal Shah HaTzibur Mispalin. Then he should at least daven at the same time as the tzibur and Mispalin. The stipend Kilas Yaakov says that it means the tzibur Be'iro, Dafka, specifically in his city. And if there are many different shuls in the city, then at least one of the shuls in the city, some post can say Dafka your shul, the shul that you regularly go to. Similarly, people who live in a place with no shul, they should daven at the time where the tzibur are mispalin. So the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch ishtadel adam, that a person should try, should do his very best to daven with a tzibur. And the makar for this comes from the Gemara in Brachos, this the Torah brings, where the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, brings a memra. Sorry, not Mim Zayin Amud Beis, this is, should be Ches Amud Beis, Zayin Amud Beis, or Ches Amud Aleph actually. And this is a Memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Our Giras is the following. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Meshim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mai Dechsev Ani Sfilosi Lecha Hashem Eis Rotzon, Emos Ay Eis Rotzon, when is the Eis Rotzon, when it says about Tefillah, B'shar Shehatzibur Mispalin, at the time that the Tzibur are Mispalin. Now the Giras of the Rosh and the Rif is the following. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Ain't tefilaso shel adam nishmas, ela bebeis hakneses. The tefillah of a person is not heard in Shemayim, is not accepted in Shemayim, and it's not accepted in Shemayim. Ela bebeis hakneses b'shar shatzibur mispalin, except in a shul b'shar shatzibur mispalin, at the time when the tzibur are davening together with the tzibur. Shneim, as it says, v'anis tefilasi l'cha shemayis rotzon. Amos says rotzon. When is an ayis rotzon? B'shar shatzibur mispalin. The Gra and Shulchan Aruch points out that this is the Girsa of the Rif and the Rosh. It's slightly different from the Girsa which we have in our Gemara. And according to this, Memra of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, B'shar Shat Tzibur Mispalin, B'beis HaKnesses, B'shar Shat Tzibur Mispalin, that's when the Tefiloso Shel Adam is Nishma'as. This is brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Torah brings it as well. And that is the Makar for this Shulchan Aruch of Yishtadel Adam, that a person should do his very best to daven. Says the Yad Eliyahu in Tshuvas, which is brought in the Be'er Hativ, in Siman Sadi, Sif Kotan Yud Beis, he says, you see from the Loshen, Yishtadel Adam, a person should do his best. So he says that you see, it is not a chiyuv to daven with a minyan. He calls it a hidur mitzvah. A hidur mitzvah, you've got a mitzvah of davening, and then there's a hidur mitzvah, there's the best way of doing it, right? The same way you have with arba minim. You buy arba minim, and then you can buy a beautiful arba minim. So he says it's a hidur mitzvah, it's the best way to do it, the best way to daven, and that's why yishtadel odom, that's why a person should be mishtadel. And similarly, the Gemara says it's an inyan of tefiloso nishma'as, that is, tefillah should be accepted, should be heard in Shemayim, but not a chiyuv, he says, to daven. And therefore he paskins, if a person is going to have a hefsid mammon, this is what's brought down in the Be'er Hativ, if a person is going to have a monetary loss because of davening with a tzibur, they would not be obligated to daven with a tzibur. He says if it's only minias revach, if it's withholding one's profit, then he's not sure, he's at least mistapek. He says generally that wouldn't be considered the same thing as a hefsid, like we see in Hilchos Chol HaMoed elsewhere. But nevertheless, when it comes to there being a hefsid mammon, where there's a monetary loss, then, nevertheless, he says, since it's a hidur mitzvah, he says, therefore, a person would not be obligated to daven with a tzibur. Now, this Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu is brought by the Minchas Yitzchak as well. The Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Zayin Simon Vov discusses this Yad Eliyahu. He says that he actually didn't have the Sefer inside. He never seen the Sefer itself, the Yad Eliyahu. Nowadays, it's very easy to find everything on the computer one way or another. So I actually saw the Yad Eliyahu inside. Fascinating, by the way, as an aside, that the Yad Eliyahu, which was written in Lublin, we're talking about early 1700s, a very chosh of a Sefer of Tshuvas, which is brought down a lot in the Pesachi Tshuva, in the Be'er Heitiv, in the Sfarim, and the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down. And they bring there at the beginning, they bring in the introduction. I was looking for some of the Toldos HaMechaber. It says that everything that he had was burnt down in a fire in his town. He was away in Königsberg at the time, and there was a fire in Lublin, and everything he had in his house, including his Sfarim, his Sefer Torah, everything was lost in a fire. He came back to find, to discover this terrible loss. The only thing that survived was his Kesavim, was this Sefer that had been written down. There's two other Sfarim as well that he'd written. He took that as a sign, min hashamayim, that although he'd never had the money and the means to be able to publish these Sfarim, he took that as a sign, min hashamayim, that now Higiyazman, it was time for him to publish the Sefer, and that's how he published his Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu. He managed to somehow get the money together, even after the fire, and he published the Sefer after that. So either way, he brings this down, the Yad Eliyahu, and he brings a Toras Chaim. The Toras Chaim argues very strongly with his Yad Eliyahu and says that that's not what the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch means. He says the following. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yishtadel Odom, that a person should be Mishtadel. The Toras Chaim says it's not talking about the minyan, not talking about davening with the Tzibur. That's talking about to daven with the Beis HaKnesses im HaTzibur. To daven with the Beis HaKnesses with HaTzibur. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yishtadel Odom Nisparel BeBeis HaKnesses im HaTzibur. So the tzibur part, he says, that's a chiyuv. But the davening in the shul with a tzibur, that's yishtadel, that a person should do his best. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah as well on this as well, the Mishnah Berurah says exactly the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah seems to concur with this opinion. He doesn't say that yishtadel is going on davening with a minyan, but rather he says that even if a person can daven in his home or garden maybe nowadays with a minyan, nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us you should be mishtadel to try and come to shul, to make sure to come to shul. That is why the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss chiyuv according to the Toras Chaim. Now the Igros Moshe, he brings this down in Or HaChaim. He doesn't talk about the Yad Eliyahu, but in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Simon Chof Zayin, he has a tshuva about this. And the Igros Moshe was asked by somebody in Lakewood, and this Talmud Chacham in Lakewood said that he could learn more if he didn't daven with a minyan in the morning. He wanted to stay up very late and learn more Torah in the night. And then he would get up later on in the morning. He wouldn't be able to daven with the tzibur, but nevertheless, he would gain many more hours of learning, he felt. So he wrote to Rav Moshe and he asked him whether he was allowed to do that. Rav Moshe in his tshuva actually begins, as I said, although he doesn't refer to what we've spoken about, but he begins with the following words. Hine lehispalel ba'asara hu chiyuv mitzvah al ha'odom v'lo rak hidur umala ba'alma. To daven with a minyan, he says, is a chiyuv and not a hidur, which was the lashon of the Yad Eliyahu. Well, he doesn't quote it, but maybe he was coming from there. It's a chiyuv, he says, to daven with a minyan. What's his raya? What's his raya? His raya is the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, daf mem vov, says that a person is mechuyuv leilech ad dalad milin. A person who's traveling is mechuyuv to go an extra, if it's on the way that he's going, he's mechuyuv to travel an extra dalad mil. Each mil is 80 minutes, so 72 minutes. He is mechuyuv, obligated, mechuyuv, to go to daven with a tzibur. And if it's backwards, if he's got to go the opposite direction from where he's traveling, then it's 1 mil that he's mechuyuv to go. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Paskind in Aruch Chaim, Simon Sadi, Sif Tezayin, Ha'olich B'derech V'Gia Le'iv, Rotzilo Lunba. He comes to a city when he's traveling and he wants to stay there. If in front of him, the direction that he's traveling, there's a place of which is less than 72 minutes away, where there's going to be a minyan, then he has to go there. And in the opposite direction, he has to travel at least a mil, 18 minutes, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. If it's just a hidu mitzvah to daven with a minyan, how can the Shulchan Aruch say that he's mechuyev? How can the Gemara say that he's mechuyev? And the Shulchan Aruch says that it's sorich leilech sham. He's obligated. He has to go. He has to keep walking for dalad mil. He has to go back. And he brings down as well that if a person is in his home, then it's 1 mil as well. It's the same measurement. He asks maybe it should be more than 1 mil, because 1 mil in the Gemara is brought down as going backwards. And here, if a person is in his town, is in his home, then who says that it should only be 1 mil? Perhaps it should be more than 1 mil. He says, nevertheless, Chazal gave a shear of 1 mil of 18 minutes, which, by the way, according to most poskim, Mishnah Berurah brings this down, the Be'er Halacha brings this down, that 18 minutes means however you're traveling, rather than a distance, it's actually a measurement of time. So therefore now, when a person is traveling with a car, then a person can go a lot further in 18 minutes. But nevertheless, there's a shear of 18 minutes. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that therefore, our kolponim we see, his loshen is our kolponim, kevin shechazinen, shetzarech litroyach harbe. Since we see that a person has to be toreach himself, he has to travel all this way to go to a minyan, it is muchroch. It is clear that a person has a chiyuv, an obligation to daven with a minyan. He has an obligation to daven with a minyan. Now, then he brings an interesting question, because remember, the whole proof of the Yad Eliyahu was from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is Yishtadel Adam. A person should try, a person should do his best to daven with a minyan. So now if it's a chiyuv, where do we find this thing? Where do we find such an idea that you should be mishtadel? What do you mean you should be mishtadel? You should. Where do we find such a thing that you've got a chiyuv, only a mil? That's it. I've got a chiyuv arba minim, more than 18 minutes away. I don't need to do arba minim this year. Where do we find such a thing? So he says the following thing. He says this is a unique mitzvah. The following thing. And the reason why they didn't make a person have to be toreach even more than this, if it's a chiyuv to do so, why doesn't a person have to go even further, be toreach even further? Daf b'mitzvahs aseh d'oraisa ekashi urim, sheloka b'isurim. Even with a mitzvahs aseh d'oraisa, there is a limit to how much a person has to do. Shebecholofen osa d'lo nechshav onus lebautazmon lebetiruchal ati ha'isurim. With isurim, a person is never considered to be onus. A person has to give away all his money for not to be over an issa. But when it comes to mitzvah, there's a limit to how much a person needs to spend on doing a mitzvah. So there is a shiur for a mitzvah. Therefore, so also tircha, it would be possible to understand that that could also be called an onus, just like with mammon, could be possible to understand that. Achu onus katon legabe mitzvahs harbe af beilu shein rak midrabonon. But usually, it's not enough of an onus. Tircha is not enough of an onus. But nevertheless, in this mitzvah, where Chazal required us, they obligated us to daven with the tzibur, hey keilu, the hischashiv ze onus kashuhu behilach yosem imil. In this case, they were lenient. We can understand there is such a musug, even by a mitzvah zaseh d'oraisa, he says. And therefore you can understand that in this case, Chazal, even though it's a chiyuv, they were makel to consider this to be an onus, more tircha than this, than going further than a mil. V'hatam, what's the reason? Why were they makel on this? Ulai mikaven shows alcohol ponim maisa mitzvah de tefillah, ba'osa shah. Because if a person doesn't daven with a minyan, he's still doing the maisa mitzvah. He's still davening. It's not like he's doing nothing at all. He's still davening. Therefore, hekelu lefotra mi mitzvah zu de betzibur, dafgaf ba'onis katan zeh de tircha. And therefore, specifically in this mitzvah, although the mitzvah is a chiyuv, nevertheless, they patted him in this case because he's still doing the maisa mitzvah without davening with a minyan. And therefore, that's why we see that with this mitzvah, there are sort of more kulas than there are with other mitzvahs, and it's only a mil that you have to travel. And also in terms of hefsid momen as well, the Mishnah Berurah, although we said it's not mashma in the Mishnah Berurah that Ishtadl Adam means just a hiddur, but nevertheless the Mishnah Berurah does paskin if there's a hefsid moment as well. And all of this would come into, as Rav Moshe says, the geder of the onus. The geder of the Chazal, when they instituted davening with a minyan, then they said that because Al Kolponim will still be davening, so therefore, nevertheless, the geder of onus here is different. The definition of onus is smaller than it is for other mitzvahs. And he says, the Rav Moshe continues, V'ein ledayik miloshen Ishtadl Adam. He says, don't be medayik, that which the Shulchan Aruch says, yishtadel adam, don't think that that means that it's only a maila ba'alma, it's just an extra. Even though it's a chiyuv, it says this loshen. As we've seen, that if there's great tircha, a person is potter. Hariyesh ledamos, so therefore a person could say also other tircha. Once we've seen you don't have to travel more than a mil, so therefore there may be other situations where there's a lot of tircha, a person has a lot of trouble and can't daven with a minyan. But this is an individual question. How do you exactly define how much tircha it is in different situations? So therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, be very careful about this. Be very careful. Make sure you're mishtadl. Do your very best. Don't start comparing, just like a mill, I don't have to travel, so also this, so today is that. Don't start doing that. Should be machmeh in many, many situations, unless it's very clear to him that it's really a more of a tircha than a mil d'tzarech, she'odim a kovod rosh al zeh. He has to take this very, very seriously, this obligation. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, not only is that Shulchan Aruch the lashon of yishtadel, not telling us that it's just a hidu ba'alma, but rather the Shulchan Aruch is coming to tell us, be very careful before you patter yourself, although there is a patur of tircha, but nevertheless, be very careful, do your very best, and be done with COVID rush. Take this chi of this obligation seriously. Now, what's the makar for the whole idea of yishtadel adam to be careful to daven with a tzibur? By the way, it should be clear that we're not talking about here, we're talking specifically about tefillah b'tzibur as opposed to devarim shebik dusha. There are two separate things. The Gemara learns that from an ikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, that a dover shebik kedusha needs a minion. So kadesh, kedusha, baruchu, all of those things you cannot say without a minion. That is a separate thing. That's definitely something which you miss out. A person doesn't daven with a tzibur, doesn't have those mitzvahs of kadesh, kedusha, and baruchu. Here we're talking about specifically shmona esrei. Davening the Amida, shmona esrei, together with a tzibur. And as we said, the makor for that in the Gemara, as opposed to v'nikdashti, which is talking about the dvarim shebik kedusha, the makor for that in the Gemara is the lashon ein of Rabbi Yochanan, ein tefilosa shel adam nishmas ela bebeis hakneses b'shar she'at tzibur mispalin, that a person's tefillah is not heard when he's not davening together with a tzibur. So that does seem to imply, so it's a maila. If the person wants his tefillah to be heard, then it's a maila in to have a tefillah b'tzibur. Says Rav Moshe, he brings that Gemara and he says, that Gemara in Brochas, which says, ein tefilos l'shel adam nishmas ela b'tzibur, he says that gufa is the makar for the chiyuv. Because we find in other places that a tefillah which is not niskabel is not considered to be a tefillah at all. He brings a raya from a person that davens in a place where there is tzoya, and a person should have checked before, there could be tzoya. There could be something which is dirty where he's not allowed to daven. He davens in a place where he's not allowed to daven, and the Lashon of the Gemara is tefiloso to'eva. The tefillah is an abomination, it's a bad thing. So says Rav Moshe, what do you see? That a tefillah which is not niskabel, a tefillah which is davened where it cannot be niskabel, that's not a tefillah at all. It's not davening at all. So therefore, if the Gemara tells us, ein tefilosa shel adam nishmas, elo betzibur, b'shar she'atzibur, beis ha'kneses b'shar she'atzibur mispallin, so says Rav Moshe, that ha'gufa is the makar for the chiyuv. It's not just a maila, but rather it's telling us we have to do everything we possibly can to make sure our tefillah is nishmas. So therefore, if in a situation where a person can, and as we said, tircha will patter, if a person's not an onus, etc., etc., and it's safe to do so medically, and it's the right thing to do, but then a person has to be davening in shul because that's the way that his tefillah will be heard, will be accepted. And otherwise, it could be chas v'shalom that it's a tefillah which is not going to be nishmas, which is not going to be heard at all. So he says this gufo is the makar.
There's no minion down. You don't need to daven.
In that case, he wouldn't have a chiyuv. No, in that case, he wouldn't. No. He does need to daven. The Shulchan Aruch says that very clearly. His loshen, the loshen of Rav Moshe, is that people, tzaddikim, yechidim, and sometimes others who daven well, then their tefillah will be nishmas as well. But nevertheless, in a tzibur, then there's a lot more chance of our tefillah being accepted. Now remember that a person can still be doing the maisa mitzvah. A person can still be doing a mitzvah of tefillah, even if his tefillah is not nishmas. He doesn't have the same koyach in Shemayim to change things around in Shemayim, but nevertheless, he'll still be doing a maisa mitzvah. He does his best. He does as much as he can. But a person who puts himself in a situation where he could have gone to the shul and done with a minyan, which is where tefiloso nishmas, and he doesn't do it for no good reason at all, in that case, then there's a problem, because then he's not fulfilling his chiyuv. He's not doing his best effort to have his tefillah nishmas. Let's put it that way. Good question. So this is good. Good. So this is what we're going to come to now. So then, just to finish off this tshuva of Rav Moshe, this is in Chelek Beis. This tshuva of Rav Moshe, he ends off. He says to the younger man in Lakewood that he says to him, it's a chiyuv for you to daven with a tzibur, and therefore even if you're gonna not have as much, you think you won't have as much learning time, but nevertheless you have to get up in the morning and daven together with the tzibur. And then he ends off and he says, I don't really understand why there'll be any bittul Torah anyway. You rearrange your learning time around the davening with the tzibur and finished. Now, as you asked, what happens in a case where a person won't have the same level of kavana. Where a person says, look, if I daven at home, I daven at my own pace, all by myself, then I'm going to be able to concentrate much better. If I go to shul, then they're going to go faster, they'll disturb me, so then what? What happens in such a case? So there's two tshuvas that discuss this concept. The first one is an interesting shaila, which was the Minchas Yitzchak that we mentioned earlier on. The shaila that was posed to the Minchas Yitzchak, this is Chelek Zayin Simon Vav, was the following. There was a chole who could leave hospital for 30 minutes. Doctor said to him, you can leave hospital for 30 minutes, no more. And his shaila was, is it better for me to go to daven with a minyan in those 30 minutes, or to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Don't have time to do both. Panira, not sure why, couldn't fit in, but what should I do? Should I do the Tfilah B'Tzibur or Kriyas HaTorah? Firstly, by the way, it's a beautiful question, right? Chole, who's allowed out of hospital for 30 minutes, the first thing he does is he thinks, oh, which mitzvah can I chap while I'm out of hospital for 30 minutes that I couldn't have done in hospital? Beautiful shaila. Well, that's his shaila that he asked the Minchas Yitzchak. And the Minchas Yitzchak therefore gets into this shaila of whether the tefillah b'tzibur is taka achiyuv. If it was only a hidur ba'alma, kriyas ha-Torah is achiyuv. This is only a hidur ba'alma, so then kriyas ha-Torah would obviously take precedence. And this is why he brings down all these makaris. And he says, no, the davening with the tzibur is a chiyuv. Interestingly enough, he brings the Radvaz, which is brought in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tzadi as well. Radvaz will ask a similar shaila about a person who was allowed out of prison for one day. And which day of the year should he pick was the shaila? Maybe he should wait till Yom Kippur. Yeah, it's a famous shaila. He should maybe wait till Yom Kippur. And the Radvaz says to him that no, al tachmitzes ha-mitzvahs, you should come out immediately. Come out on the first day that you possibly can. So he's done, based on that, that perhaps he should come out and just daven shacharis. Go as soon as possible, come out for the first 30 minutes that you can, and then you're daven shacharis, because that's the first mitzvah that will come during that 30 minutes. But he says that in such a short amount of time, it's not the same as a Radvaz, who was talking about different days. So here it's the same day, it's mamish one after the other. So then it wouldn't necessarily be the same. But the Minchas Yitzchak ends off by saying that since davening with a minyan, as we've proven, is a chiyuv, and he brings down this Teres Chaim, he also brings down the Igros Moshe, actually, another Igros Moshe that we'll bring in a minute. Therefore, since davening with a minyan is a chiyuv, and Kriyas HaTorah, there are poskim, the Be'er Halacha brings this down, the Machlokas HaPoskim, if the Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid, on each individual, or it's a chovas HaTzibur. So therefore, because of that suffix by Kriyas HaTorah, he therefore says davening with a minyan would be preferable. Davening with a minyan, which is a chiyuv, he says that would be what you should do in your 30 minutes. Now, what happens if the chole is not going to be able to concentrate on his davening? In this case, it was a chole, and you know, it wasn't easy for him to daven, to go to the shul and to go out of the hospital. There's a whole big tircha, it sounds like. So therefore, what happens if when he goes to the shul for his davening, he's not going to be able to concentrate as well had he stayed in hospital, done his davening in hospital, and then Kriyas HaTorah, fine, he can hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he brings down a tshuva of Ramosha. This tshuva of Ramosha is in Or HaChaim Chelek Gimel, Simon Zion. And he was asked the shaila about someone who, he says, B'dava echad shemargish sheke shemispala b'yachidus mechavenes liba yosel l'shamayim. A person feels that when he davens b'yachidus, he davens by himself at home, then he, or maybe even in shul, then he's mechaven es libe yosel l'shamayim, he can have greater kavona, mipashah shemispal lima tzibur, more than when he davens with the tzibur, eich yaaseh. How should he do? What should he do about this? So Ramosha says, he says that because, as I've written already in Chelek Beis, davening with a tzibur is a chiyuv. So therefore he says the following, if you are able to have the minimum kavona, which is peyush hamilos, and Omid Lifnei HaMelech, that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the kavana which you're chayev to have, which you're obligated to have. If you can have that minimum kavana when you're davening with a tzibur, then you're chayev to daven with a tzibur. Aye, there's more kavana that a person could have, deeper and better kavanas and more perish and milas and understand and take it slower. All of that, says Ramosha, that's not a chiyuv. It's a good thing to do. A person should try to do that, should develop that, but that already is not a chiyuv. So therefore, the chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur would take precedence as long as a person can have that minimum level of kavana, because that level of kavana is a chiyuv. So therefore, the answer would be it depends on every single minyan and every person whether a person can have that kavana. He does end off though by saying, "V'nim tzilafizesh a tefillah b'tzibur odif miyisrin kavana al achiyuv." We see according to this that tefillah b'tzibur is preferable than extra kavana more than the chiyuv. Kevin shetefillah b'tzibur chiyah b'ikam mitzvahs tefillah, because tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyah, an obligation in the main mitzvah of tefillah. V'yisra and kavana ala chiyah, an extra kavana more than what is obligated. Hurak machmas chashivus umale is an extra chashivus. Ubifrat, and he says specifically she'ein hadava baruch she'chaven yosef. He says, be very careful with this, because who says you're actually going to have better kavana? How you think you'll have better kavana? Who says? Because anyway, nowadays we know that there's, who can say that they actually have the proper kavana? It's brought down in Tosus, in Brachos, and we paskin that way in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Ayin, Sif Gimel, by the Choson, that nowadays the Ramah says the Choson is Kori Kriya Shema, because anyway, he doesn't have the right kavana with davening with Kriya Shema. Shevadein yochol b'shvil kavona nidmelo shemechavin lidchos achiyuv lispala b'tzibur. Person should be very careful not to be docha tefillah b'tzibur because he thinks he'll have extra kavona. So Ramosha says that in this case where a person thinks that he will be able to mechavin at home, first he should be very careful. Will he really be able to mechavin at home better than he would have done in the tzibur? And secondly, if he will be able to have the basic level of kavanah, which is a chiyuv, then certainly he would still have the chiyuv to daven with a tzibur. The Minchas Yitzchak says in his case with the chole, he's mitzaref the fact, he says in the case of the chole, hayos that it would be taka very difficult for him to have the kavanah. And he says, efsha, maybe that the having kavanah at home could be just as good as davening with a tzibur. So if he says, if this chole was sure that he wouldn't be able to be mechavein in the case in leaving hospital and by davening with a minyan, so then in that case of the chola, then it could be taka that kriyas haTorah would be better for him. But it sounds like in a regular case, in a normal situation, he would nevertheless agree to Ramosha that a person should daven rather with a tzibur, which is certainly a chiyuv. So just to summarize, we started off with the shitta really of the Yad Eliyahu, who is Mendaik from the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says that Yishtadel Adam and Ein Tfilos Shel Adam Nishma'as is the Makor from the Gemara, which seems to imply that maybe it's only a Hidur and a Mala, which is what the Yad Eliyahu says. But then we brought, based on the really the Makor, the main Makor for this is the Gemara in Psachim, that a person has Mechuyuv to go Dalad Milin, or at least 1 mil when a person is in his area or he's going backwards, that it's a chiyuv to daven. This is paskin by Ramosha Feinstein in a number of places, paskin by the Minchas Yitzchak as well. And even if a person is going to have better kavona at home, nevertheless, that would not be docha the tefillah b'tzibur, wouldn't push off the chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur, unless he won't be able to have any kavona at all in the shul, he wouldn't even the basic level of kavona. Then in that case, and that's the only situation where Ramosha would say that it's odd, but he says, but be very, very careful with this, be careful to use it properly and know that you really mean it, you really will have kavana. If I can just end off with a bracha, as the Ramban says, the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy, that the ikka tachlis of the Bria is that Klal Yisrael should be able to get together in the Bote Kinesios, should be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mitzvah Hashem, all of us should be zoche to be able to go to shul and to be able to daven together again as a tzibur with health and in Simcha together.